Welcome to the second edition of Internet Marketing Pillow Talk with me, Kim Raleigh of WorkInMyPajamas.com, where this week we're going to discuss fashion bloggers, freaks, and fish fries. Last week, I attended one of the advertiser webinar series put on by Rakuten. I still want to call them Linkshare. It was a good webinar, even if the presenter did use Internet Explorer as their browser choice. I honestly didn't think any affiliate marketers used IE anymore. Even I upgraded from Firefox to Chrome. I was amazed at the amount of top dollars that some of the fashion bloggers are making, one of them being a shoe blog. It made me want to instantly revamp my own shoe blog, that used to be my bread and butter back in the day, until Google slapped it with the Penguin and Panda penalties. Speaking of fashion bloggers, 22-year-old Daniel Bernstein of WeWoreWhat.com told Harper's Bazaar that she charges $5,000 to $15,000 for one Instagram post. She also has 1 million followers, which surely helps. My 16-year-old daughter is currently trying to find her own niche on her blog, Tatum.com. That's Tatum with a Y, as all four of my kids have a Y in their name. That made it easier for me to own a five-letter domain name, too. Tatum has done a few fashion posts, but her fashions are from Target and Rue 21, not Saks Fifth Avenue with high commission rates. But I think maybe video blogging may be her thing. Check out Tatum's blog to see her latest video review of Dub Smash. It's a neat app that lets you videotape yourself while you lip-sync to your favorite songs or phrases. They even have Eminem doing Slim Shady, but she cut that one from her video. I also revamped Tatum.com using the modern blogger pro child theme from Genesis, and I think it looks quite cute and spiffy if I do say so myself. After attending the Rainmaker conference last week, I'd love to switch all of my sites over to that platform, only I'm afraid it could get quite pricey since I own like 100 domain names. Yes, I'm a domain name junkie. Will you be attending the Affiliate Summit conference in New York City in August? I highly recommend it for anyone that does affiliate marketing, from newbies to affiliate veterans. I must disclose that I serve on the Affiliate Summit Advisory Board, but I'd recommend this conference even if I didn't. I've been to over 20 of these conferences thus far and walked away with new ideas and contacts every single time. If you haven't registered yet, I'm giving away 5 free Networking Plus passes on WorkInMyPajamas.com. You can enter easily on my site using the Rafflecopter form. I've reviewed several contest tools on my site, and Rafflecopter seems to be my tool of choice for most giveaways that I hold on my sites. I'm anxious to test out Amazon's new giveaway option, where you can actually select any item as a prize on Amazon.com, and Amazon will create a unique shareable link for your audience. Amazon will then ship the prize directly to the winner. I just got offered a sponsored opportunity to do a giveaway through them, so we'll see how it goes. While driving the other day and listening to country music, I think Sean Collins and Ray Hoffman are the only other internet marketers I know that share my love of country music. I heard that the number one top downloaded song on iTunes this week was Girl Crush. So I thought of an idea for a new column that I plan to launch tomorrow, Woman Crush Wednesday, where I feature women that I admire in the internet marketing arena. So be sure to visit tomorrow to see who I am featuring. It will be a surprise even for the gal that I chose, although I've told her in the past that I have a girl crush on her, in a non-sexual way. I just finished reading The Freaks Shall Inherit the Earth by Chris Brogan, the very first book I've read via the Kindle app on my iPad mini. It's inspired me to take action, fight crime, and save the world by declaring my freakiness. If you've read the book, you'll know that being a freak is a good thing. Hopefully I can tweet to Brogan soon with the Proud Freak hashtag that I've accomplished one of my actionable goals. The FedEx guy literally rang my doorbell 5 minutes ago and dropped off the Zag Folio case with the keyboard that I ordered for my new iPad mini. I wish someone would make a case that would allow the case to flip 360 degrees for when you didn't need a keyboard. And if I missed one in my research, please let me know so that I can order it. I hope you all enjoyed your long memorial weekend, but still remember the real reason of the season, honoring our lost veterans. It's obviously not just an occasion to get together for a picnic, or in my family's case, a fish fry. My brother went on a hunting trip where they all dressed up in camouflage and grew porn star mustaches and drank beer, but he did manage to catch us some walleye for the whole family to enjoy. My brother's also fried up some mountain oysters, but I stay far away from those. And if you don't know what mountain oysters are, Google them. Speaking of great marketing, there's a town near me that has a testicle festival every year. I giggle every time I hear that commercial. I also see Coca-Cola brought back their Share a Coke campaign, which I thought was brilliant. Although I have yet to find a Diet Coke, or any Coke for that matter, with Kim on it. I did find a Reginald the other day. Are there seriously more Reginalds in the U.S. than Kims? Anyway, I'll keep hunting and enjoy my can of Diet Coke with Superstar on it for now. That's it for this week. Carry on and do good things.